that left such a vivid image in her mind and helps her to recognize God as our ultimate Heavenly Father, someone that loves us and has our best interest in mind. I want my children and my grandchildren to have that kind of perspective of me. So I have just a couple thoughts I'd like to add, not trying to overshadow anything that's been said, but I want to add it to it. She focused quite a bit on the ideal environment that she was exposed to and privileged to be part of, and I am so thankful that many of my experiences in life is the same. I'm thankful for the heritage that I have, but she touched on the fact that in our society today, it's not very realistic. The vast majority of people don't have a true concept of what a father is, and how there are a few out there, but just not near enough. So I believe that the church is here to help heal brokenhearted hearts. I believe that that's what Jesus came for, to heal and to bind up the brokenness. But I wonder sometimes if we don't look on it, on the situation in society, and feel totally helpless as to how we can go about implementing any kind of change or improvement. We feel totally at a loss of how to help. I've been thinking before I came to the meeting of something that's been kind of floating around in my head, of something that happened quite a number of years ago at the camp meeting at Monarch. There's a subject of mentoring came up, young people's meeting, I believe, and I remember signing my name up. We circulated a piece of paper, and several of us here, several of you men that are here today, that's my age bracket and older, probably, maybe some of you that are younger, we put our names and our addresses, our phone numbers on their page, being willing to mentor. And I don't know about others' experiences, but I'm going to tell you, I didn't get any contacts. I got no phone calls, no letters, no desire was sent my way. I would like for you to mentor me. Maybe it's because of who I am. And maybe it's because they didn't want the kind of mentoring that I might give them. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just wondering if others had that experience. And I would say that you probably did. Very little, if any, contact was made by someone that needed mentoring, directed towards someone that could mentor them. The reason I believe that happens is because when something is broke, they don't necessarily recognize that it is broke. They think they're doing okay, that they're coping, that they've got things in control. I'm reminded of a couple passages of Scripture I want to just pass on to us, because I believe that mentoring is a tool that can be used and should be implemented in our world today. It should apply within the church, within the congregations, but I believe it needs to be something that reaches out beyond that too. None of us can mentor everybody. We can't do that. But you can mentor somebody. If you don't remember anything else, that I said at the end of this service. I want you to remember that. You may not be able to mentor on a wholesale scale, but I believe you can mentor somebody. I'd like for us to look at 2 Timothy 2, 1 through 3. It says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Paul was writing to Timothy, and in the first chapter here, he identifies Timothy as his son. Not his biological son, but his son in the Lord. And I believe that we have a pattern here of the Apostle Paul endeavoring to mentor Timothy. And he says to Timothy, "And the things that thou hast heard of me during many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." We need another generation of faithful men, not only to be willing to be fathers and husbands and men in their own homes, but to mentor those that's amongst the camp of the saints. Can I say it that way? In and around our congregations, those that are somewhat acquainted with the Heavenly Father, those that might have a little bit of distortion in their perception, there's mentoring that needs to be done right in our midst. And we need faithful men that can do that. I thought earlier that when I come to Guthrie, I reflect back on the past, times I've been here, and thinking of my parents, and they met coming to Guthrie and began their home many years ago, probably about somewhere around 1960. But I want us to look in Titus, the second chapter, and a lot of times we look at Titus 2 and we focus on verses 3, 4, and 5. It talks about aged women, that they teach the younger women and to be sober and to love their husbands. But notice in Titus 1, Paul here says that he is writing to Titus, "mine own son after the common faith." That's in verse 4 of chapter 1. And I believe Titus is another person that Paul endeavored to mentor, take under his wing. And we find in the second chapter, he says, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness." Oh, I won't read that. Let's skip down to the sixth verse. He interjected the thing about the women, but I want to tell you, this chapter is about men. The sixth verse says, "Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded, in all things shewing thyself a pattern, not just one good work, but a pattern of good works, in doctrine shewing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient to their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again." Just bear with me here. It says not purloining, that means not stealing, "but shewing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust," we heard about that this morning, "we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purifying unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works." And I believe mentoring is a good work. "These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." So Timothy is mentoring. He's teaching Titus here to not be intimidated by the forces in his society, but to teach, to exhort, to rebuke in these lines. So I believe that it would be in order for us to exhort us today to prepare to be faithful men, talking to the men here this morning, to be faithful men, to be in a place where you can mentor others to where they can really see what God is all about and really understand the caliber and the character that He is. I'm thinking of my occupation and thinking that looking back on the past and I've had opportunity to mentor some other young men. And some have taken the mentoring and some haven't. And some have taken to it better than others. And there's some that it takes patience because it seems like you're going over and over and over the same ground and they're just not getting it. But I want to encourage us today to not just predetermine in our own mind that they probably wouldn't appreciate anything I had to say, and it's probably better for me just not to interfere and not to offer any of my suggestions. They're going to feel that it's just my opinion. They're going to reject anything. That's the thing the devil wants to impose on us. And I want to encourage us today that not only is there mentoring that should be done and needs to be done right in our midst, but I believe with all of my heart that there is mentoring that can be done in the world around, just out there, if you want to say it. Those that have no clue. Those that are the farthest thing in your mind from being a real man in the world today, they need mentoring. And I believe that we can make a difference in our world, but we're going to have to be willing to try some mentoring. We're going to have to be willing to apply ourselves. It's kind of scary, I'm going to tell you, to walk up to somebody and say, I'd like to talk to you like I talk to my son. That can be a little scary because you don't know what they're going to say. And they may pull back and say, well, I don't want to be talked to like that. But I want to tell you, there are people, you might be surprised. You might be surprised at how many people would say, I'm all ears. What have you got to say? But see, we're going to have a pattern of good works. When we begin to be recognized as locals or someone in the community, and there's things about your character that other people look on and they kind of have this inkling, well, there's some strength there that they admire. And when you come along and say, hey, you got a few minutes, I'd like to share something with you. Can I give you a few tips? And you might be surprised how many will say, yeah, what do you got on your mind? And you've got an opportunity to do a little mentoring there. So I just want to challenge us here. Don't let the word this morning fall on deaf ears. Yes, our society is in a terrible shambles all around us, but I believe that with the help of the Lord, we can show people a better way. You pray for me.